Hey, you doing all right?
Doing fine.
That specimen was totally negative, so that's okay.
Okay.
Your blood pressure's good today, 134 over 80. Okay. That's real good.
Frank Taylor grew up in eastern North Carolina, but like a lot of people, he moved away after high school. He settled in Raleigh, had a career as a toxicologist. By his mid-30s, though, with a wife and a baby, he wanted to come back home. So he went to medical school, and now he's a doctor, the only one, in a town called Conway.
It's not a whole lot left in the town. There's a very small local supermarket. There's a drugstore across the street. Beside us, I think there's a hairdresser. Mostly a lot of empty buildings here.
Only about 700 people live in Conway these days. But Dr. Taylor has plenty of patients, 17 people to see before lunch. And they're all pretty sick.
Hey, Mr. Bond, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, thanks. How are you doing now?
You getting along all right?
I hope so.
How's your breathing?
About the same.
Howard Vaughn is 61. He has high blood pressure, high cholesterol, heart disease, acid reflux, emphysema, and diabetes.
We checked your sugar and did some of your sugar seems to be under pretty good control.
Yeah, I check it every day.
I mean, you just check it once a day?
Twice. Morning and night.
What did you get last night?
97.
That's good.
Was it?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Diabetes keeps Dr. Taylor in business. He says probably a third of the people he sees are diabetic. And like Mr. Vaughn here, they have a lot of other problems, too. Perhaps it's no coincidence. Diabetes can actually cause hypertension, stroke, kidney failure, blindness, and heart disease, the leading killer.
Petting chest pain?
Not lately.
Did you take your blood pressure this morning?
Yeah. Okay.
Howard Vaughn has already had 3 heart attacks. Dr. Taylor has him on 10 medications.
Your cholesterol is under really good control, so we're going to keep you on the Zetia and the...
It is under control. Many eggs I eat.
Yeah, well, you ought not be eating too many, but yeah, it is. Your hemoglobin A1C, which is your diabetes test, was good. It was 6.2, so we're not going to check that today. We really don't need any blood work today. We'll get it next time.
The entire appointment with Mr. Vaughn takes 6 minutes. Near the end, Dr. Taylor asks Vaughn if he's getting any exercise. Not much, he says. But he did quit smoking.
I don't smoke no wacky weed either. Wacky enough.
All righty, we'll see you back in about 3 months.
All right, okay? Then, Doc. I sure appreciate everything.
Uh-huh.
Just get that to Amy for
I like my progress report.
We'll see you back in 3 months.
All right.
Howard Vaughn is not in very good shape. But Dr. Taylor says he's better off than a lot of his patients. Because he's on Medicaid, government insurance that covers some people who are poor. And Medicaid pays for Vaughn's prescriptions. Most of Dr. Taylor's patients don't have very good prescription coverage, if they have any at all.
And they have to decide, well, do I pay my light bill, do I have heat this winter, or do I take my medications every day? And they'll do things like take them every other day, break them in half. And then you get into the point where you know they need to be on medicine A and B, but which one can you afford not to have them on? It's very frustrating, extremely frustrating.
How you doing?
Doing all right. Sugar's been running a little bit high.
What kind of
running in the 30s?
130s.
40s, yeah.
Dr. Taylor spends his morning moving from one patient to the next.
Any stomach problems?
No. Everything's been fine so far.
Everyone has an acute problem or a chronic condition.
Hurt?
It's a little tender in that area.
Right there?
Yeah.
And all the appointments are pretty much the same.
Deep breath and hold it.
Dr. Taylor does a quick checkup, maybe orders some tests.
Well, we're going to check some blood work today.
Okay.
And then he sends patients off with a prescription or a refill.
All righty. We'll see you back in about 3 months.
Okay, Dr. Taylor.
All right, bye-bye.
Doing tests, prescribing medication, Dr. Taylor says it's all he has time for. Insurance companies reimburse him for treating problems, not preventing them. It's a cruel system for people who can't afford medication, and a bad one for people who have diabetes. Because what diabetics need most, says Dr. Taylor, is nutrition information and exercise advice. Dr. Taylor says a lot of his patients wouldn't even need drugs if they just lost some weight. But most of them don't, and it frustrates him.
I tell people, diabetes, it's your disease. It's not my disease. I don't have diabetes. I can tell you how to take care of your diabetes, but, you know, you live with it every day. You need to be checking your blood sugars as often as it takes. If it's 3 or 4 times a day, then that's what you need to do. You're seeing me for 15 minutes every 3 months. If you're not motivated to take care of it, and you can't and won't take care of it, I really can't be of much help.
He says some of his sickest patients don't even show up for their appointments. It's like they're pretending they don't have the disease. He mentions one woman in particular.
And we saw her in the office one time, 2 years ago. She was having chest pain. Well, she had a heart attack at 35, directly related to her diabetes and high blood pressure. She got 4 children, and she's 37. She's not going to live to be 55. And when she comes in to see us, it's for knee pain or back pain or something like that. It's just like she doesn't really care about her diabetes.
Why?
I don't know.
It's pretty overwhelming to be diagnosed with diabetes. Suddenly, you're supposed to watch everything you put in your mouth, learn how to monitor your blood sugar levels, lose weight, exercise. And if you're poor or uninsured, you also have to figure out how to pay for your medications and your checkups. Dr. Taylor says he has sympathy for a lot of his patients. But if they don't start taking better care of themselves, diabetes will kill them and maybe bankrupt the healthcare system, too. I'm Emily Hanford, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I can't feel like right to see me speaking. Okay. Dr. Taylor's the patient. Can I take a message? M-A-R-K-S.